time that we can come before our Lord to have this fellowship together.
我们是何等的蒙福，每一次我们能够一起的来到主的面前来敬拜他。
And today we have 11 brothers and sisters that are with us today. This is the first Holy Communion that you have with us.
今天早上我们有11位刚受浸的弟兄姐妹，他是第一次的跟我们一起的掰饼纪念主、赞美主。
And this is a real privilege that we have from our Lord.
这是主对我们最大的祝福。
And that we can come together to have fellowship with Him.
我们能够一同的与主相救
and commune with him.
来一同纪念他
and we thank the Lord that our breaking of bread meeting ends here.
我们感谢主，我们这掰饼纪念主的聚会就暂停在这里。
Yes, before we begin that, today we have 11 brothers and sisters that have been baptized this morning.
我们知道今天有11位弟兄姐妹已经受浸了。
We have a little gift for them to remember this very special occasion.
我们为他们每一个人预备了一份礼物来送给他们，来纪念这一日。
Brother David, can I have the name, please? Of all the 11 brothers. Can you help out? Can we ask Brother Mark Chen? Is he with us here?
陈磊弟兄吗？陈磊弟兄
啊。Can you come? We'd like to present this...to them.
我们有请陈磊弟兄。
他名字都在里面，看里面。
你替我拿。
区。
David。
Rachel.
Sister Rachel.
Rachel.
Sorry.
We didn't look at her. Sorry, we didn't recognize her Chinese
name. Your Chinese name. We call her Rachel all the time.
We always recognize her, know her as Rachel. Sister Rachel.
Thank you.
是陈林弟兄。陈林弟兄。接下来是张畅弟兄。啊，唐小丽姐妹。张小晴姐妹。黄媚蓉姐妹，张嘉云姐妹，张嘉云姐妹，张桂云姐妹，张桂云姐妹。陈文英姐妹，
张
文英姐妹，张文英姐妹，李燕姐妹，
Ruth.
Ruth? Sister Ruth?
Sister Ruth.
And Brother Andrew?
May all these readings be a big help to you.
愿这些礼物能够帮助你们来跟随主。
Okay, this morning, since we have the 11 of them baptized, and I'm sure that they have a little story and they have some testimony to share with us.
我相信早上受浸的十一位弟兄姐妹，他们都有见证要来跟大家分享。
And we would like to give that time to them so that we can all share their joy today.
所以我们现在要把这个时间交给十一位弟兄姐妹，让他们来跟我们分享他们心中的喜乐。
So we first come.
Okay.
大家早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天我在这里非常的感动。
I'm very moved today.
很感谢主带我今天来受洗。
And I really thank the Lord for leading me that I'll be baptized today.
第一次我认识主的时候是我2002年。
I first learned about Jesus in year 2002.
我是去英国参加我的婚礼，在教堂。
This was the first time I went to church in England for a wedding.
我被教堂的感动，就是进到教堂的时候，我有被深深的触动。
On entering the church, I was deeply touched.
那时候我还不认识，没有人给我介绍基督，我也不认识神。
And that time, I didn't know about God, and no one told me about Christ.
我到了教会的时候，我到了教堂，然后婚礼参加我自己的婚礼结束之后，我回到了中国。接着我又到了，回到中国之后，我没有去过任何教堂。然后由于我先生的工作的原因，我就回到了英国。2004年的时候 ，sorry.、
Okay.I went to church in England attending my own wedding. And after that, I went back to China and didn't go to church after that. And because of my husband's work, I went to England again in 2004.
2004年的时候，之前我是，我和我先生去了印尼。我有一次身体的意外，得了宫外孕。
And in 2004, we went to Indonesia. And I got ill because of atopic pregnancy.
然后医生说我是很难怀孕的，因为这个宫外孕手术切除，然后有另外一条管是比较弯曲的。
And the doctor says it's really hard for me to conceive a child because of the atopic operation that has removed part of my reproductive system.
当我回到英国的时候，我去教堂祷告。
And I went back to England and I prayed in the church.
感谢请求上帝帮助我。让我有一个，因为我和我先生都想要有孩子。
And we asked God for help because myself and my husband wanted to have a child.
然后，当我祷告了之后，然后本来我们是要去做 IVF 的。
After we prayed, originally we planned to have IVF.
当我收到 IVF 那天，就是收到那封信的那天，我们知道我们怀孕了。
But on the day of receiving the letter for the IVF procedure, I was informed I was pregnant.
因为真的是这个怀孕的几率是非常小的。当我知道怀孕的时候，我是真的是很感谢主，感谢主给我的这些我的祷告，然后让他听到我的祷告了之后给予我的这个，我很感动。
My conception was miraculous because it's really hard and was so touched.And thank God for answering my prayer that we can have a child.
接下来有很多很神奇的，就是。
And after that, there were miracles after miracles.
因为时间有限，我只能分享到这么多。
Because of the lack of time, I will finish here.
非常感谢主带领我今天来到这里，然后跟大家见面。我是第一次。登台跟这么多人对着讲话。
I really thank the Lord for leading me here. It's the first time I'm standing here to talk to a crowd like you.
但是真的是感谢主给了我勇气，让我站在台上分享见证，然后非常非常感谢神。
And I thank God for the courage that He's given me that I can share with you so freely.
让我今天得到重生。
And most importantly, I'm reborn today.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.
早上好，既然每个人都要说的话，我虽然好像没有太多的见证，我也就说一下吧。
Good morning. I just want to share since everyone has his turn.
因为我接触主的时间实在是太短了，没有很奇特的见证。那我
It hasn't been a long time that I came to know about Jesus, so I don't have many testimonies to share with you.
那我就分享一下为什么我今天。要跟我老婆一起来受浸吧。
So I just want to share with you why I'm here today to be baptized with my wife.
先大致介绍一下我的背景，因为我是本身是理科生，可能对于就是神啊灵啊这一类的东西，习惯上就是不像文科生那么感性，然后是习惯于可能从分析的角度来想问题。
I better tell you my background. I'm a science student, and unlike art students, regarding God and spirit, unlike the art students, I'm not that sentimental, and I'm more analytical.
讲到哪里
？I'm lost.
对，然后，虽然我是从中国过来的，但是我可能不像很多人一样，就是从小受无神论的影响。特别强烈，然后就坚决的不信。但是呢，我也没有说很相信某一种宗教或者神，就像孔子说的“子不与怪力乱神”，然后对鬼神敬而远之，这是我一直以来的一个态度。
Yes, I came from China, but unlike most of you, I'm not a strong atheist, and I'm not inclined to spirits or gods either. Just like what Confucius says.Don't care about the spirits or gods. I will be fearful when I stay away.
然后那是从什么时候开始接触呢？大概一年前，首先是我老婆她就是可能跟一些姐妹在聚会的过程中，突然感觉到了主，然后她就首先信了。那个时候我。
So when did I start? It was about a year ago when my wife started sharing with some sisters, and she became a believer.
那个时候我的态度就还是一样，我既不说很支持，就是我也跟着信，然后我也不会说反对，就像我一直以来的那样的一个态度。
And I remained unchanged. I won't follow her in her faith or belief, and I won't reject either.
因为很大一个原因上就是。我就属于欲望不是特别强烈的那种人，然后呢，一直觉得生活已经挺幸福的了，比如说有一个好妻子啊，有个好孩子啊，然后家庭生活也挺和谐的，那么我觉得我没有什么所求的。
Yes, the reason is I'm quite a content person. I have a good wife, I have a good child, and my life was pretty good, and I don't have much to ask from anybody.
但是因为因为我老婆她信主，她有时候晚上祷告呢，我也会听到，包括他们平时跟兄弟姐妹之间的交谈，可能会跟着接触一点。然后有的时候我也会跟她来教堂听那么一两次。
But I will hear my wife's prayer at night time or her fellowship with other brothers and sisters, and occasionally I will come to church with her.
然后在这个过程中，我就有一些基本的认识。比如说人是有罪的呀，人有很多不好的，比如说骄傲自大等等，这一些零零散散的一些信息被我接收到，但是这个时候我还没有说特别的感触。
And I understood bits and bits like men are sinners and we have all shortcomings like greediness and evil desires, but then I was not particularly touched.
然后在这么一年多的过程中呢，慢慢的我会就感觉到好像我老婆的性格啊，然后包括对孩子的教育啊等等方面，就一点点在改变， 比如说他以前可能有的时候会有点急躁，那么会慢慢变得不那么急躁了。虽然他以前已经很好了，但是还可以变得更好。
And over the year, I noticed that my wife has changed. She was getting better and better. She was already very good, but during that last year, I noticed that her way of parenting got gentler and she was very patient with the child.
那么这个过程中，可能不某一个时刻，那么我突然回想起来曾经接收到的信息，印证一下，我就会发现，哦，那原来我一直觉得，有一个很幸福的家庭，那可能在某种程度上来说，就是我自己的一种骄傲和自大。那么现在，神他是不是就在证明给我看，你觉得你很幸福了，我还可以让你变得更幸福。
And I could not pinpoint a certain moment, but when I reflected, it was God showing me that you're already very good, and you were quite proud of yourself, and that's your pride. You're already enjoying a good life, good family, but I can make it better for you.
那么就是因为这样一个就没什么特别的事件，但是一个潜移默化的过程，让我觉得感受到它带给我们的美好。那么刚好前两个月，我老婆说她想参加这次受浸，那么对我来说，我觉得既然这是一件好事，那我就陪她一起。
I could not pinpoint a certain moment, but I was by and by changed. I knew that it's good to have faith in God. And 2 months ago, my wife decided to get baptized and asked me about it. And I thought I better join her.
然后希望以后如果我能有更多的好的有趣的见证可以分享给大家，谢谢。
And I will share with you down the track if I have good testimony. Thank you. She's prepared a lot.
没有很多。各位主里的弟兄姐妹，早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters in the Lord.
今天真的心情很激动，可以站在这里和大家分享我的见证。
I feel excited today as I'm able to share my testimony with you.
从小到大，我都觉得我自己是一个很简单、很平凡，但是一切的成长都是很顺利的一个女生。
From childhood, I felt I was an ordinary person, but I'm enjoying a very good life.
我喜欢去追求我所热爱的东西，比如唱歌、跳舞。我也喜欢就说看书。从小的生活是很循规蹈矩的。
I pursue my hobbies like singing and dancing, and I like reading, and I have a pretty orderly life.
那我就是从小学、中学，一直到幼儿师范学校，到大学，然后到我17岁遇上我的老公，然后我非常的感谢他，让我体会到爱情的美好和甜蜜，然后他也是一直给我幸福的人。那从过去到现在的30几年里，我一直都是觉得我自己是一个很快乐、很幸福的人，同时也可以让我身边的人感受到快乐的人。
From high school to college, and since I met my husband when I was 17, I felt so blessed, and I thank him for the good life and good family life that we're able to share with him, and I really felt like a very blessed person. I'm happy and I can share the joy with people around me.
那就是从小到大，我也是和我老公一样，就是不是说很相信一些什么神灵，但是总是会有一些美好的诉求。觉得是自己不能达到的，希望通过一些其他的能力去实现自己心里的一些美好的寄托。
Like my husband, I don't particularly believe in God, but I have desires, I have higher aspiration, I do want to live a good life.
是的，那记得以前我也经常会跟我老公去中国的一些庙里面这个拜那个拜的，但是也不是真的很相信，只是觉得那样好像会给自己的生活带来平安和祝福。
In the past, I would go to temples with my husband to worship and ask for blessings, and hopefully we'll get blessed by those gods or idols.
我相信圣经里面的一句话，就是神会让万事效力，让爱他的人得益处。
And I believe in the Bible, what says God works all things for the good of those who love him.
神会在你的周围营造一些环境或者是人，就是他会拣选这样的人，但是他也会在你的周围营造一些环境。
God chose us, and He will create an environment and put people around us.
那到2014年的时候，我们全家人又再次的来到澳洲。这次来澳洲，其实我们都是说，因为我老公说就是来3个月，让我们的孩子詹玉玲来适应一下英文环境。然后因为他在中国也有自己的公司，有自己的事业，那我们说3个月以后我们是会回到中国的。
And in 2004 my family came to Australia again. We intended to spend 3 months here so that my son could learn English because my husband had a company and has a good career in China.
那很巧合的在这个过程中呢，因为我们有一位老朋友 Lucy 段小敏姐妹，她一直是跟我们有联系的，就是从中国深圳一起到的澳洲，他中途是一直在这里没有回国，然后他是2007年信的主。
And I got a very good friend, Sister Lucy, and she came from Shenzhen to Australia, and she didn't return. And during this process, we've been in contact with her.
那他一来就跟我联系，因为我在中国的时候就跟他联系，他非常热情的帮助我们联系小孩的学校。那么来了以后，他也带我认识了江玲姐妹、艾薇姐妹、小燕姐妹，以及组里面很多很多的姐妹。我们刚开始只是在一起吃饭，他们有时候会祷告，可是我觉得那跟我没关系。我尊重他们的信仰，但是我觉得这个跟我没什么关系。
And she was so enthusiastic in helping to find school for my son, and she also introduced me to a number of sisters.And we have lunch or meals together. They will pray and share about God, but I wasn't interested then.
那直到有一次，他们说，你去不去查经啊？我当时一听很开心，我以为是 high tea， 因为平时我老公上班，我在家也不是很多事情，就是有时候喜欢跟朋友聊聊天。然后我说，那好，我去。我说，你们是喝什么茶？
One day they invited me to Bible study, and I thought it was high tea, and I needed a friend when my husband was at work, so I agreed.
他们一听就笑了，说不是不是，他说是我们是查找圣经，一起学习圣经。我当时一听就说，哦，那就算了，我不去了。
It sounds like in Chinese, going for tea, but then when they explained it's a Bible study, I told them I'm not interested. Thank you.
那有一次他们是一个学期结束的一次聚会，那次聚会呢不是以圣经查找圣经为主要的这个任务的，他们是主要是每个人谈论这一年来跟随主的心得体会以及一些见证。那很幸运的我参加了。
And I'm fortunate that I joined once. It wasn't Bible study at that time, it was a year end conclusion, and each share about the testimonies.
那在这些人当中，我看到神在他们身上所做的一些很神奇的事情，可能不是电视里面演的那种奇幻效果，但是是你亲身可以经历的生命的改变。即使人在，我看到他们有些人生活的虽然在外在看来是很辛苦，可是我感到他们内心真实的喜乐。
And I heard of the testimonies, though outwardly they could have struggled in it.Had experienced hardship, but I can see God's work in their lives so real and so true.
我觉得我很喜欢这样的氛围。
And I really long for that.
那他们最后做了一个祷告，我记得当时是江宁带领我们做祷告。我当时就觉得我的脑子里面有一种麻麻的触电的感觉。
And at the end, Sister Jenny prayed with us, and I felt a little shocked.
但是我还是没有很在意。回就是出来以后呢，我继续的，甚至还跟我的朋友谈，你们怎么跑这么远还来信外国的神。
But I didn't pay attention to that, and I still laughed at them. Why do you come so far and believe in a foreign god or god of foreigners?
对，然后但是我很喜欢他们的，听他们的一些诗歌。回到家以后，我也自己下载一些歌来听。我第一下载的第一首是奇异恩典。
But I love the hymns, and I also downloaded some hymns, and I first downloaded Amazing Grace.
我每天听，我很就是早上一起来打开那个音乐，我觉得非常的舒服。
Listen to that every day and every morning. When I listen to that, I felt much peace.
然后那个也有姐妹告诉我说要听袁志明的讲道、冯秉成的讲道，我觉得反正也没事就下载听听吧。然后
sister introduced other speakers or preachers on online, and I have nothing better to do, so I listened to that.
那听完冯志明的一个讲道，我不知道是哪个，我真的对那个讲道不是很就是很吸引我，但是。讲完了以后他唱了一首歌这一生最美的祝福我觉得这首歌太好听了我好想学因为我是很喜欢唱歌的
and at the end of the sermon there was a song 一生最美的祝福 the best blessing in my life and I really love the song
于是我下载了下载的是巫启贤版的这一生最美的祝福
and I downloaded the song again
我刚开始听的时候就像听一首普通的流行歌曲觉得很好听
Initially, it was just like a pop song to me.
当听到第二遍的时候，我不知道为什么，我不知不觉走到我家的窗台前。
But on the second time, I don't know why I went to the window pane.
突然有一刻，有一种感觉，就像闪电一样，让我完全没有防备。我突然大哭起来了。
And suddenly, I was like electrified, and I burst into tears.
然后我觉得，谁说这个世界上没有神？明明就是有神，没有神的话，这天、这地、这植物、这动物，我们的人，我们的所有东西从哪里来
？And I asked myself, who says there's no God? Where comes the earth and the animals and the birds? Who says there is no God?
然后我深深的觉得，我太高兴了，我太幸运了，我能认识我们的主。
And was so elated, I felt so blessed that I can know my God.
我同时也觉得啊，我怎么到三十多岁才认识他？太晚了，我好想早点认识他。
Why did it take so long? I'm 30 odds. I should have known him much earlier.
那第二天，我赶紧就把这个好消息告诉我身边的所有的姐妹，也同时告诉了我的老公。
And the second day, I told this good news to the sisters around me and also my husband.
他听了就说，哦，那你。高兴就好。
My husband responded, "It's good that you are happy."
但是我周围的朋友都非常的令为我高兴，我也深深的感谢他们。我相信他们一定做了很多的祷告，为我能认带领我到主的面前来。我非常的感谢他们。
But my Christian friends were so happy, and I know that they must have been praying for me. They did lots for me, and I thank them.
我也同时要讲一个很奇怪的事情，就是我是2015年的1月17号认识主的，那2015年的1月18号早上，我起来，我自己很自觉的，就是跪下来，在我家里跪下来祷告。
I became a Christian on the 15th of January 2015, and 3 days later, I got up in the morning and I knelt down to pray.
Yeah, 我感受到主在对我说话。
I could sense the Lord speaking to me.
很奇怪的是，他说的话跟我真的，我当时以我的自私和骄傲，我觉得跟我没太大关系。
It was amazing because what he spoke was seemed irrelevant to me at that time.
他就是说，你要顺服你的丈夫，你要支持他，爱护他，协助他，做你所能做的事情，要舍己的爱。
The Lord says you need to support your husband, love him and assist him, love him with sacrificial love.
我当时听了，我可能那个时候认识主不深，我感受主也不深，所以我当时还说。我说主啊，你认识我，你怎么让我还去好好的爱我的老公
？I didn't really know the Lord at that time, and I asked, Lord, you love me. Why do you ask me to love him?
我相信主一定是很知道我这个人的内心。从小我就是非常顺利的环境，所以我想我很正常的、很自然的就很多的时候去享受别人给我的付出和爱。
The Lord knows my heart.I've been living a very smooth and good life, and all the while I've been enjoying others serving me and loving me.
反而把别人对我的付出和爱当做理所当然。
And I would take for granted what people do for me.
我不知道我自己也是有，就是从主那里来的能力，我也可以带给别人幸福和爱。
I didn't know that I have the responsibility or the ability to bring blessings and love to others.
尤其是对我的家人。
Especially towards my family members.
我的丈夫，我的孩子。
My husband and my son.
以及我的父母。
My parents.
还有我的老公的父母。
And my parents-in-law.
从那一刻开始，我才知道 原来爱是这样子的。
From that day onward, I knew what love is.
爱绝对不是接受，爱应该是付出。
It's not receiving, but giving.
我后来参加查经小组，我跟姐妹们分享，我才知道那是主在说，要我们知道顺服。
And then I joined the Bible study and I told the sisters, then I realized it was the Lord asking me to obey my husband.
我感谢主，那么
thank the Lord.
感谢神在我身上所做的改变。
I thank the Lord for the changes in my life.
我们的神他是信实的，他是慈爱的。
He is faithful. He's loving.
一切美好的恩赐都是仅仅只有从他而来。
All the good blessings and the excellent blessings are from him.
他温柔地引领他的儿女们。
He will gently guide his children.
他是一位最懂得因材施教的导师。
He's the best teacher. He's the best to guide us.
愿我们都能信靠他。
Let us trust him.
因为信他的必得永生。
Because all those who believe in him will have life eternal.
人一生非常的短，也很长。
We live a short life, but it can be very long and lengthy.
感谢神，让我们认识他，让我们得自由，得祝福，有平安，有喜乐。
Thank the Lord that we can know him, that we can be free, and we can enjoy joy and peace in him.
认识你真的是这一生最美好的祝福。
Amen. Knowing God is truly the best blessing in our lives. Amen.
感谢主。
感谢大家今天都能来。
Thank you for your attendance for those coming for my baptism meeting.
也感谢主把我这个罪人救了。
And thank the Lord for saving me a sinner.
我叫 Rachel.
My name is Rachel.
我目前在这里读高三。
I'm still studying.
虽然说我是来到澳洲以后才信主的。
I became a Christian after I came to Australia.
但是在中国的时候，无论何时何处，他已经与我同在。
But he has been with me all along while I was in China.
当我六七岁的时候
When I was around 6 or 7,
我的母亲患了肿瘤。
My mother had a tumor.
她相信偶像可以帮助她，于是她。买了很多很多偶像摆在家里。
And she turned to false gods for help, and she bought lots and lots of idols.
她不愿意去做手术，她相信偶像可以就这么让肿瘤在她的身体里面消失掉。
She didn't want an operation, and she believed that the false gods and the idols could have the power to remove the tumor from her.
可是日拜夜拜，肿瘤只是越来越大。
She was worshipping day and night, but the tumor kept growing.
那时候我的爸爸告诉我
And then my father told me
你亲手造的
You made those idols
绝不是你的神
It's not, They are not your gods
在那个时候我同时也被家里的宠物抓伤了
At that time I was scratched by my pets at home
我很担心我会有患有狂犬病突然就病发死了
And I was worried that I would get the illness and die
我那段时间几乎晚上完全睡不着觉，沉浸在不是沉深陷在死亡的恐惧之中。
And I couldn't sleep. I was so fearful that I could die anytime.
有一天，我想到了我姑姑所信的那位上帝。
And one day I remember my aunt's faith in God.
我知道她没有偶像。
I knew that she didn't have idols.
我想会不会她是神呢
？And I asked, could that be the true God?
So I prayed to the Lord.
So I prayed to the Lord. 我祷告。
Lord, if I don't know if you're real.
我不知道你是否真神。
But if you are.
但如果真的话。
Please don't let that happen to me.
请你向我显现。
不要让这件，不要让狂犬病。
不要让这个病夺了我的命。
And after that, I do feel really, really peaceful.
祷告完以后呢，我非常的平安。
But I just totally forgot.
但我也忘了这个祷告。
Forgot the God that gave me the peace.
忘了神如何帮助我，给我平安。
Also, during that time, I was a really naughty kid.
我那个时候是非常顽皮的一个孩子。
I steal my parents' money.
我偷我父母的钱。
I steal things from the shop.
我在店里头也偷东西。
I almost lie to everyone.
我撒谎，对每一个人都是这样。
For my own benefit.
有益处的话，我就撒谎。
I also punch the maid that taking after me for 4 years.
我也打我们家里头一个人，
保姆。
打你个保姆。
她照顾了我4年，可是我竟忍心打她。
她照顾了、She's been looking after me 4 years, but I dare to hit her.
I'm really sorry for switching English to Chinese. 我打她是因为我不想被她管。
I hit her because I didn't want her to discipline me.
到了我9岁的时候
，When I was 9,
我来到了澳洲。
I came to Australia.
我来了2个月是为了锻炼我的英文。
I spent 2 months here to train me up in English.
那是我听到了福音。
But at that time I heard the gospel.
但是我不明白它的意义。
But I didn't understand.
但是我便这么的相信有那位神，我相信他。
But I trust that there is a God, there is a true God.
于是我就跟我的姑姑以及跟一位弟兄在礼拜完以后，我做了决志祷告。
So I prayed the sinner's prayer with my auntie and another brother.
我跟主说，主啊，我把我自己交给你了。
And I told the Lord, I commit myself to you.
我回国以后。
And after I went back to China.
我再也不敢偷东西了。
I dare not steal anything.
我也不敢撒谎。
I don't want to lie anymore.
我也不敢再打我的保姆。
And I won't hit my maid.
我整个人是180度的改变。
And I was changed 180% degree, sorry.
但是到后来我的信心也慢慢的没有了，因为。
But eventually my faith, faded.
因为我也没有，身边也没有基督里的姊妹，兄弟姐姊妹。
Because I didn't have brothers and sisters.
我自己也并非十分确信当初的救恩。
And I wasn't really clear and sure about the salvation.
于是到了我初中的时候。
It was in my junior high years.
我整个人就堕落了。
And I fell again.
我从一名三好学生。A good student.
Yes, I was a good student.
堕落到 nearly get suspended by the school.
And I became almost suspended, 差不多要退学，
开除，
差不多给人开除学习。
因为我做了很多很多很多，不但违背我自己良心，也违背我父母对我的期望以及学校校规的事情。
Because I did lots and lots that are not according to my conscience or my parents' teaching, and that's an offensive to the school rules.
这些事情像个污点一样，现在还在我的脑海里面。
I can still remember them clearly.
可能我一辈子都忘不掉。
Perhaps I won't forget.
感谢主。
And thank the Lord.
到了我中考的时候。
When I was preparing for examination.
For examination for high school.
When I uni.
For high, 就是 from junior high to senior high.
Okay.When I was facing examination from junior high to senior high,
我的成绩当时是十分的差。
My academic scores were really low.
我的父亲跟我说，如果你不能考过重点分数，你就不要再考虑来澳洲了。
And my father told me, if you cannot get a certain score, don't even think of going to Australia.
那时候我只剩半年的学习，抓紧是剩下半年来抓紧我的学习。
I could only have half a year left.
感谢主，我最后比中考高考分数多了2分。
And I thank the Lord, I got two marks higher than the expected score.
而且我最高的分数的我最高分的 subject.
And the highest score or the best subject was?
Is the one that I failed for 3 times.
就是我。有3次考不过的那一科。
I could not do it.
我不是我可以。
It is Lord. Help me.
是神帮助我。
到了我来了澳洲以后。
after I came to Australia.
Sorry, my logic was really messy. 到了我来到澳洲以后，我跟我跟一些弟兄姊妹，不是跟姐妹们住在一起。
After I came to Australia, I shared and spent time with sisters.
那时候的我还没有信主。
At that time, I wasn't a real Christian.
我很享受他们的爱。
But I enjoyed their love.
那种爱是我家里人不能给我的。
That's what my parents or my family members couldn't give me.
也是我身边的朋友不能给我的。
Nor by my friends.
但是我却利用了他们的爱。
But I used them.
做了一次又一次的错事。
Again and again, I did something wrong.
让他们失望。
And they were so disappointed.
And I really want to say sorry to them.
我想说对不起。
Sorry, Auntie Eva and Christine and Joel. Thank you for taking care of me.
谢谢你们照顾我。
In the past few years. 过后的几年。So then I started to think if there is God.
我就开始想到底有没有神。
Because I don't think a person by herself can love other people like this.
因为我想如果人靠着自己的话不能这样去爱的。
For it is so not selfish.
因为这个不自私。
甚至可以为我们死。
And it's a sacrificial love that Christ died.
到了上年的时候，有一些弟兄姊妹开始向我传福音。
And about half a year ago, some brothers and sisters started sharing the gospel with me.
我是一位无神论，曾经是一位无神论者。
I was an atheist.
但是我当时圣经就给了我一句话。
But there was a verse in the Bible.
寻找你就找到。
Seek and you shall find.
我就相信了他。
And I believe in that.
如果他是真的。
If God is true,
我必找到他。
I can find him.
如果他不是真的，
if not,
找到了找不到那也算了。
It doesn't matter whether we'll find or not.
我相信这句话。
I believe in that.
于是我就向主祷告。
Therefore, I prayed.
当时我的心里有很多无神论跟有神论观点的挣扎。
But there were so many arguments inside from the atheist side.
后来我发现有神论还是最终胜了。
And eventually, I find out that God proves wind.
直到有一天晚上，我真的回想起我的一生。
And one night, I was recalling all my past life.
我的生命是有多么的丑陋。
How ugly I was.
我真的很丑陋。
It's truly ugly.
没有人可以救我。
No one can save me.
但是主可以。
But Jesus can.
是主为我死了。
Jesus who died for me.
他的公义为了我的不义。
His righteousness has paid for my injustice.
于是我就相信主了。
Therefore I believed in him.
我开始祷告，一件一件的事，我的祷告都得到了回复。
I started to pray and I pray item by item and they were answered.
而这些回复的时间。
And the timing.
以及答案。
And the answer.
都是 perfect 的。
We're perfect.
于是我就开始考虑受浸。
And I started thinking about getting baptized.
我十分不确定我自己的信心。
I wasn't sure about my faith.
于是我就问主。
And I asked the Lord.
有一天我做作业的时候。
One day I was doing some schoolwork.
有一句话就来到我，就突然来到我的心里面。
Some word came to me.
Faith without work is dead.
信心没有行为是死的。
于是我就一直回想这句话。
I was meditating on that.
他竟肯为我死。
Jesus died for me.
我又怎么不为他？我又怎么忍心让他白白的死呢
？How can I let him die in vain?
我要为他活。
I want to live for him.
我要把我的生命交给他。
I want to commit my life to him.
用了十年。
It took 10 years.
我完全忘记了当初我七岁时候的与他的诺言。
I forgot my promise when I was 7.
十年后。
And 10 years later.
十年之间。
During these 10 years.
他一直没有忘。
God didn't forget me.
他把我救回来了。
He has saved me.
就这样。
since I was small, we always have family meetings at 7 o'clock.
在我小的时候，我们家七点每天晚上都有那个家庭聚会。
And through the Bible songs and stories, I know I was a sinner and I need my sins to be forgiven.
通过那些诗歌还有圣经的故事，我就知道我是一个罪人，我的罪需要被赦免。
One night when I was 7, we read the story of the blind man in Mark.
在我七岁的时候，有一天我读到马可福音里面有一个瞎子。
And the blind man wanted to see.
然后那个瞎子想要看见。
And I wanted to be born again, but I didn't ask that night.
我也想要重生，但那天晚上我没有这么说。
The next night, we read the story of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts.
第二天我们读到了腓力和那个埃塞俄比亚的太监。
And the eunuch was reading.Isaiah 53, and Philip told him that the Lamb was the Lamb of God that died and to take away our sin.
那个太监读的是以赛亚书53章，然后腓力就告诉那个太监，53章中所写的那个被杀的羔羊就是耶稣为我们的罪而死。
And the eunuch believed and got baptized straight away.
然后那个太监就相信了，然后立刻也就受了洗。
And so I asked and I confessed and believed in my heart that Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God that took away my sin.
所以那一晚我就认罪 也祷告而相信就是耶稣就是那个洗净我们罪的羔羊。
And I love the Lord Jesus and I want to follow him.
然后我跟神说我要跟随他。
大家早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
对我来说，这是一个迟到的受洗聚会。
To me, I could have been baptized earlier.
对，不是神迟到，是我迟到了。
I was late, not because of God, but because of myself.
大概两年多、三年前的两年多，我们家全家移民到澳洲，然后呢，就在刚好当时刚好是我妻子在网上联系了一个主里的姊妹。
Less than 3 years ago, my family migrated to Australia, and my wife happened to got in contact online with a Christian sister.
然后我们就当时过来之后就住在她家。
And we stayed at her place.
然后就刚好是十一月份的最后一个周末，我们就跟她来到了教会。
And it was in December, and I started coming to church.
那时是我第一次就是说接触到基督耶稣，也是第一次真正去了解圣经。
This was the first time I learned about Jesus Christ, and it was the first time that I read the Bible.
开始的时候我是当作一种文化来了解的。
I thought it is good cultural learning.
我发现就圣经里提到的很多事情，其实跟我的价值观很 match.
I discovered that the principles or the concepts in the Bible are matching my mentality.
比如说人都是有罪的。
Like all men are sinners.
真靠自身的力量是很难去消除这些罪的。
It's hard to get rid of the sins by your own strength.
当时自己也不是一个完，其实也不算是一个完全的无神论者。
I wasn't a total atheist then.
我记得当时在中文的网站上有一个笑话，有一个段子。
I remember there was an article in the website in Chinese.
就说有一个人去那个北京的某所高校。
And someone went to Beijing.
University.
Beijing University.
但是那个保安呢就问他。
But the security asked.
你是谁
？Who are you？
你从哪来
？Where do you come from？
你要去哪
？Where are you going？
啊，当时这个人就很一种很调侃的语气。
And that person answered.
就说这高校的保安也这么有文化。
You who's an illiterate？
啊，问的这哲学上的三个终极问题。
How can you ask three ultimate philosophical questions？
所以呢，我就想，其实人都是有这样的疑问的。
And I thought, all men ask these three questions.
你从哪来
？Where do you come from？
要哪从到哪去
？Where are you going？And who are you？
所以就说，如果是在对于传统的无神论者来说，可能会说人是猿猴进化来的。
To traditional die-hard atheists, they could say that mankind came from apes.
但是如果从一个基督徒来说，人是造出来，人是被神造出来的。
But to Christians, it's from creation.
那就是说，人在其实，在接受一些新的东西的时候，他都会根据自己已有的一些知识体系去做判断。
When we learn about new things.We judge against our experience.
所以呢，如果你自身的知识体系是有漏洞或者有错误的话，你怎么能保证你做出来判断是正确的呢
？Therefore, if your experience or your past learnings are faulty, how can you guarantee that you make the right decision?
所以，就说主说，你寻见的，寻找的，我。必让你寻见。
Therefore, Jesus says, "Seek and you shall find."
所以我觉得我应该主动来寻找。
So I thought I better actively seek the Lord.
后来我们家就因为新移民，各种各样的新的事情，像买房啊，我们就搬到了一个比较远的，离教会比较远的一个区去了。
And eventually, because As new migrants have to find our own home and we move to our distant suburb.
所以当时心里就各种征战啊，找各种理由。
So I struggled and I looked for excuses.
周日不太想来教会。
I don't want to go to church on Sunday.
太远了。
It's too far away.
我说孩子太小了。
Oh, my children are too young.
但是呢，就是说，就算在没有周日没有来教会，没有参加查经，去做别的事情了。
If I don't come to church and I don't join the Bible study and I do other things，
心里是感觉不是很平安的。
I didn't have peace inside。
相反，每次来参加查经或者来教会
，On the contrary, every time I join the Bible study or come to church，
我是感觉是有很有收获的。
I felt benefited。
心里是充满喜乐的。
I was full of joy。
然后随着对参加了查经的次数多了，然后对自己读了圣经也逐渐对基督耶稣有了更多的了解。
As time went by, and as I know more about Jesus from the Bible,
我也发现，在逐渐的就说我们家的氛围的一些变化。
And I discovered changes in my family, in my life.
发现我们的心态更加平和了。
We were more peaceful.
然后呢，我跟妻子之间呢也争吵更少了。
And me and my wife quarreled less.
所以我看到了主在我们身上做的力量，做的工。
And I could see God's power in our lives.
就像之前的一位弟兄讲的，其实他并没有很多那个很神奇的一些见证。
Just like what Brother Zhang shared, he didn't experience many miracles.
对，但是我们看到了主在我们身上做的工是潜移默化的。
But we could see that the Lord is moving in our lives quietly and slowly.
所以呢，我决定跟我太太今天来参加这个受浸的聚会。
So my wife and I decided to be baptized today.
对，成为一个基督徒。
To become a true Christian.
我知道这个不是一个开始，不是一个结束。
I know that this is not an end.
只是一个开始。
It's a beginning.
感谢主。
And thank the Lord.
大家早上好。
Good afternoon, actually.
今天很开心能够跟我家弟兄一起在这里受浸。
I rejoice as I'm able to be baptized today with my husband.
我们在一起，之前，最最重要的时刻就是一起结婚。
The most important moments in our lives previously was our wedding.
那现在又增加了一个很重要的日子，就是我们一起受浸。
And now it's being baptized together.
其实我来这个教会是在第一次来这个教会是在两年前。
I came to this church 2 years ago.
那个时候我们刚刚来澳洲，对澳洲的很多事情都一无所知。
We were new arrivals in this country and we didn't know much about Australia.
我们没有亲戚，没有朋友，在这边真的是非常的无助。
We didn't have friends, we didn't have relatives, we were quite helpless.
当时我们的房东非常的热心，他介绍我们来了这里，认识了很多的主内的弟兄姊妹，也给了我们非常多的帮助。那个时候我们觉得，对基督教徒的第一个印象就是，非常的热心诚恳，乐于助人。我们觉得基督教徒都是好人。
And at that time, the landlady introduced us.To come to this church and I met a lot of brothers and sisters in Christ. My impression was Christians are really helpful, they are cheerful, they are good people.
那个时候我就在想，什么时候我能成为一名基督教徒呢？
And I asked, when should I become a Christian?
后来经过查经，我知道只要你心里相信，嘴上承认，你就可以成为一名基督教徒。不管你有没有你的圣经有没有读完，你都可以。
And upon searching the Bible, I learned that when you confess with your mouth and you believe with your heart, you can become a Christian, despite whether you have finished the whole Bible.
但是我当时总觉得自己还不合格，因为我觉得我有心里面还有很多的挣扎，还经常会有一些还会犯一些错，有的时候甚至还并没有很对我家弟兄还没有很顺服。
But I disqualified myself because I still find myself sinning or doing wrong things from time to time. I wasn't obeying my husband absolutely.
这样子的时间大概经历了两三个月，也就是到了2014年的四月。
And it lasted for about 2 or 3 months. And in April 2014,
和我们一起同住的一位弟兄，他参加当年的受浸仪式，我们作为他的朋友一起受邀过来，一起见证了他非常喜悦的这一个时刻。
He's a co-tenant sharing the accommodation, got baptized. We were invited to witness his baptism, and we saw much joy.
那一天我突然哭了，我觉得好像来了澳洲，遇到很多事情我都没有哭，不知道那一天为什么那么激动。
I cried on that day. I didn't know why because I met so many different things in Australia. I didn't cry, but on that day of Chris' baptism, I did.
后来我知道，我觉得那是主在我心里面做工了，因为我觉得主耶稣拣选我，那么他希望我能够成为他的儿女，所以我觉得那个时候我好想受浸呀。
And then I realized the reason was the Lord Jesus was working in my life. He has chosen me to be His daughter, and I wanted to be baptized too.
从那一刻开始之后，我就真的像基督教徒一样，我经常早上还有晚上睡觉之前，我都会祷告，跟我的孩子一起。
From then onwards, like a Christian, I'll pray in the morning and before bedtime with my child.
无论家里的大事小事，父母的身体健康，还有丈夫的工作，还有我们家那个时候需要我先生我们家弟兄考车牌，很多很多大事小事我都祷告。
I brought all things big and small before God, including my parents' health, my husband's getting the driver's license, and all things that came to my mind, I prayed.
那个时候我觉得我跟主的关系特别的亲近，我觉得
so close to the Lord.
甚至有的时候我觉得他比我跟我父母的关系还要亲近，在那个时候，因为有的时候跟父母是不敢说真话的，只有跟他可以。
I felt closer to the Lord than to my own parents because sometimes I could not tell the truth to my parents.
因为太远了，我怕他们担心。
Because they were so far away, I was afraid they would be worried for me.
遇到什么困难，我也不敢跟很多朋友说。
Even in difficult times, I could not share with many friends.
因为我不想给大家添麻烦。
Because I don't want to bring troubles to others.
所以我也只能跟主说。
But I could tell the Lord Jesus.
遇到很多事情，我也不敢跟我家弟兄说。
Sometimes I didn't even dare tell my husband.
因为我怕他担心。
I don't want him to be worried.
因为我知道他跟我一样。来到这里之后也是、啊、很艰难。
Because like me, we all experience certain difficulties after migration.
那段时间，我只有在祷告的时候才能够把心里面的一些压抑了很久的事情说出来。
But during that time, when I prayed, I could relieve of the stress and burdens in me.
后来。因为经常祷告，主耶稣就真的很及时的回应了我们。在我每一次需要做一些选择或者一些困难的时候，主耶稣真的都帮我指明了方向。
The Lord Jesus answered my prayer in a very timely manner. Whether it's for some difficult decisions, the Lord answered.
我们家来澳洲的生活也慢慢的变好了，一切都已经走上了正轨。
And we got more settled in family life after migration.
我们凭借自己的能力在离教会50公里远的地方买了一个房子。
We bought a house that's more than 50 kilometers from the church.
我们一家满心喜悦的就搬离了房东家，然后开始了我们在澳洲新的生活。
And we started a new life there.
一开始我们是喜悦的，因为我们在澳洲终于有家了。
Initially, we were so joyful because we had our own home.
但是这个喜悦慢慢的就变了，因为留给我们的好像就变成了孤独。
Soon it became isolation.
因为那里太远了。
So far off.
搬到那边之后，我们每周要。每周的周末我们都在忙着那个家里面的那些事情。
After moving to the new house, every weekend we were busy doing the chores.
我们很少跟主内的弟兄姊妹们聚会，也很少来教会过主日。
We seldom came to church.
那个时候我们就是围绕着天天的这样的一个生活，我们当时觉得那就是我们来澳洲想要的生活。
And we were focused and were centered in our house life and all the chores, and that was what we thought the best for us.
但是现在看来，那个时候的那个快乐其实并不是我们想要的。
But looking back, that wasn't what we thought.
后来我们就每周以各种的理由就没有来再来教会。
And then, week after week, we use different excuses not coming to church.
但是教会的弟兄姊妹并没有放弃我们。
But the brothers and sisters from church didn't forget us.
谢弟兄、乐弟兄，还有包括郭弟兄，还有文博姊妹，很多弟兄姊妹们都去我们家拜访我们。
A number of brothers and sisters paid us visits.
因为他们觉得我们是应该可以得救的，但是为什么就没有呢？
Because they thought we were saved, but then why were we not?
就像我们家弟兄刚刚说的，其实这次受浸对于我们俩来讲都已经是迟到了。
And like what Liam shared, we are late for baptism.
我觉得主在天上已经等了我们很久了。
I felt like the Lord has been waiting for us for a long time.
不过还好我们在最后这一个时刻
But luckily we caught the last train.
真的要感谢主，赞美主。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢大家。
姐妹，早上好。
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
今天我很激动。
I'm very excited today.
我五点就醒了。
I got up 5 a.m. in the morning.
就催我有雨洗，我说今天要受洗了。
And I told myself, it's my baptism today.
你们要准备吃饭。
And I didn't prepare meal.
我很幸运来到澳洲。
I'm lucky because I'm coming to Australia.
我做梦也没有想到。
It was beyond my wildest dream
来到澳洲
that I could come to Australia.
我一直相信神
I believed in God.
但是我们当没来到澳洲之前，没真正认识到主。
But before coming to Australia, I didn't realize.
我们那里信的只是那个菩萨
I only had gods, false gods.
但是我不信佛
I didn't believe in Buddhism.
我相信真正的神。
I believe in a true God.
他们说的基督之教我不怎么会说。
I cannot explain to you Christianity.
就我们那里的乡村都开始听不明白基督之的教是邪教，以为是。
In the village that I lived, the people condemned Christianity as the cult.
我开始都不敢和我们乡里的人说。
And I dare not tell the villagers.
因为我的女儿是出来留学的。
Because my daughter came out as an overseas student.
我不希望她走上就是邪道。
I didn't want her to get into a cult.
但是我也一直相信神。
But I still believe the true God.
是神就是祝福我们一家人很幸福。
That has blessed us.
我大女儿你三次遇险都把她从危险中救回。
My older daughter, she was in imminent danger 3 times and she was saved.
她从小到大
，from her childhood，
一直没有让我们担心。
We never worried for her.
都是神在帮助我们。
God helped us.
就让我的女儿顺利来到澳洲。
And now my daughter could.Smoothly come to Australia.
因为我们是农村的。
We came from a village.
我们那里的人都很吃惊，她怎么能出国呀
？And everyone was surprised. How could she get overseas?
我们家又不是很好。
We don't have a very good family background.
哪有钱供她去世
？And we don't have the financial support.
我也跟我女儿说了。
And I told my daughter.
她说：“妈不用你担心。”
Don't worry, Mom.
这些他们都知道什么基神。
They all know how to.
我人他一直都很孝顺。
And she was very good to me.
因为我一直相信是神。
Because I believe all along God's been good.
他们问我，你在这里信基督教以后回家会信菩萨吗
？And people asked me, now you become a Christian, will you turn back or will you convert to Buddhism?
我说我不会信菩萨，但是我相信是神。
I told them I won't, but I believe because I believe in the true God.
他们问你，很多人都问你能看见神吗
？People ask, did you ever see God with your eyes?
但是神是聋哑人不能看见的。
God is whom we cannot see with our naked eyes.
他能够默默地帮助你们
，But he will protect you and guide you quietly.
到你心诚人善
，That you turn to good.
就行
，You turn to good and that's the way.
他是有保守是有保守的
，He can keep you.
是让你很高兴的
，And can give you joy.
谢谢大家对我的帮助
，And thank you all for your help.
我感谢神接受我
，and I thank God for receiving me.
请神原谅我也前面的不认识你
，and may He forgive me for not knowing Him in the past.
现在我真正认识你了
，now I know God.
我回到乡里会跟他们说这个真理
，I will share with the villagers the truth.
我认识这个神了以后
，and I'll tell God.
我觉得我挺轻松的
，I think I'm quite happy.
他说我带孩子累吗？
And people ask me, "Are you tired, grandparents?"
我说带孩子不累，好像很轻松的。
I told them, "No, it's nice."
好像是神一直支持我吧。
It's just like God giving me strength.
谢谢大家的帮助，感谢神救了我。
And thank you all, and thank the Lord.
是有神支持，谢谢。
And it's God's grace, thank you.
各位兄弟姐妹，大家好。
Dear brothers and sisters, hello to everyone.
我今天受众很高兴，我信了神，我也很高兴。
Today I'm being baptized, so I'm very joyful.
我能够认识神是一个真神。
I can know the true God.
我是一个罪人。那我们要，我们认识主耶稣，牺牲的日子，那我们认识主耶稣牺牲的日子。
I'm a sinner and I know that Jesus sacrificed his life for us.
为世人钉了十字架。
And he's been crucified on the cross for us.
为人类受罪。
And pay the ransom for all the human beings.
我来了澳洲好多年了。
I have come to Australia. I've been in Australia for many years.
我跟我的女儿是以前也经常到教会听到的。
I came with my daughter to the church quite often before.
因为那个时候我是相信的。
I believe at that time.
他们讲的都很讲到都很有道理的，都是一我很相信是一个真神的。
All the sermons I heard make sense, so I believe that's the true God.
因为我以前在大陆，在广州是经过很多运动的。
I live in.Guangzhou in mainland China before, and I've experienced many political movements.
那个时候我在想，我还很也没有想到去受浸。
I wasn't considering anything about religion or baptism before.
因为我看到以前那么多的运动，我看到要是受浸了以后，不知道回去又怎么样。
Well, I've seen many political movements, so I was thinking if I go baptized, I don't know what will happen to me.
所以我都不敢受浸那个时候。
So I didn't dare to get baptized by then.
我就只有跟我的女儿去教会听到。
I went to church with my daughter to listen to the sermon.
而且我感到我要是受浸了，我害怕大陆那些我回去不知道怎么样，是不是会不会又找我麻烦，所以我就没有受浸。
So I've been always worrying that if I get baptized here and I go back to mainland China,what the government will do to me.
现在我来了澳洲了，我是到这里常住，我是什么也不怕了。
So I've come to Australia to live permanently, so I'm not going to worry about things back there anymore.
我以前在上面呢，一搞那个运动呢，我很可怕的。
Whenever there was any movement, I was really fearful.
感到在上面也搞什么杂会呢，也很少去参加的。一参加呢，他有那个派出所就找你来麻烦的了。
So whenever there was any meetings back in China, I didn't go because the police officer will come to the meeting to make a trouble.
所以我来了澳洲呢，我也很开心，所以我就跟我的女儿就去教会了。去教会，我今天受浸，我非常高兴。
So So since I come to Australia, I go to church with my daughter, and I'm very joyful that I can get baptized today.
感谢主耶稣。
Thanks to our Lord Jesus.
我还有有时候我呢，我没有信主的时候，我就很以前是很有些时候不高兴，就跟我的老伴经常有些吵架，有些争吵。
Before I believed in Christ, I was a very cheerful person. I quarreled with my husband before.
我想到教会学习那个主耶稣的真理，来改造自己的性格，要没有那么糙，也是要体谅到体谅别人，要宽容，宽容别人。拜要什么事也包容他们，是的，这是主的教导，这是学主的，从主那里学的好的。
So after I come to church, I get to know the truth and then try to learn to follow Jesus to be more gentle and more considerate to others and getting and try to get less anxious.
我到这里以后平安的平安快乐的过一下一辈子这个日子。
I would like to live a happy and joyful and peaceful life for the rest of my life.
多谢神的感恩，多谢主耶稣的恩典。
Thanks for Jesus' grace.
谢谢大家。
Thank you everyone.
谢谢主耶稣。
感谢主今天让我在这个地方受浸，今天的受浸对我人生当中是一个很特别的存在，因为今天的受浸它来的不是太早，也不是来的太晚，真的很正好。
Today's baptism is very special to me because it's not too early or too late, it's just the perfect timing.
我今天所有的生活，我的喜乐跟平安都是主给我的。
Today in my life, every joy and peace it all comes from God.
我人生当中最重的一个变化是在2014年。
The biggest change in my life was in 2014.
在我2013年的10月份，我爸爸去世。然后我回国了一次。
In October 2013, my father passed away, so I went back to China.
然后当时我还在怀着我女儿，我女儿是大概是3个月的样子。
At that time, I was pregnant for 3 months with my daughter.
我在国内生活了2个月，把国内的事情处理完了以后，我就来到了澳洲。
So I stayed in China for 2 months to get everything settled down. Then I came back to Australia.
那是大概是2014年的1月份的时候，我在澳洲生活了大概有1个月的样子。然后我女儿，当时已经是在我肚子里面5个月了。然后我当时我。正在跟我的老公生活的，我觉得我们生活很好，但是在2014年的2月份，他突然之间跟我提出了离婚。
So, when I came back in January 2014, I was 5 months pregnant, and I feel I live a very happy life. But in February last year, my husband suddenly initiated divorce with me.
我问他你为什么要跟我离婚，我们的生活不好吗？我说我们都有孩子，然后但是他跟我讲，他说我们的性格确实不合适，然后他是那种心情，我 我真的不知道该怎样去形容。
So I asked my husband, we live quite a happy life, why you talk about divorce? And he said, I think we have different personalities. And he was in such a mood, I can't explain or express.
那时候我就把我的老公当作我一生的托付，我都托付给他，但是他给我的一个最大的打击。当我女儿在我肚子里六个月的时候，是在2014年的4月份，我跟她一起回国了，去办理了一些协议上的东西，但是没有正式离婚。
So, I put all my trust and dependence on my husband, reckoning he will be my lifelong reliance. But it was a big shock to me.So in April 2014, and when I was 6 months pregnant, I went back to China to settle some paperwork and agreements with my husband, but we didn't get divorced yet.
在国内大概待了十多天的样子，然后我们又回到了澳洲，然后那时候我们正式分居了，然后在我女儿是2014年的6月17号出生的。那时候我，大概我女儿满月的时候，我搬离了那个家。
After staying in China for 10 days, I came back to Australia. Since then, my husband and I we were separate. And on 17th of June, my daughter was born. So I moved to another place.
我搬离那个家以后，住在一个朋友家。但是那个朋友家那个房子很小，然后我女儿就是在那是天气很热，我女儿每天都身上都起一些那个红疹子，我心里很焦虑。大概是2014年的12月份我回国了，回国了以后，然后其实我是在躲避一些问题，我是在躲避我的住宿问题，还有我的。还一切的问题，其实这些问题其实躲避是解决不了的，所以我大概在国内待了一个月，然后我又回到了澳洲。
So after I moved to my friend's place, it was quite narrow. So because it's really hot, so my daughter got quite a lot of pimples on her body. So I was quite worried. So staying there for a few months. In December, I moved back to China.Try to avoid all these kind of problems, even though I know it's not a good solution. So I came back the next year.
那时候我还是住在那个朋友家，但是我那时候已经迫切的想离开那个地方，但是离开那个地方我又不知道我要去住在哪里，然后我每天都在去祈求一些东西，但是我又不知道该去。向谁去祈求？那时候我就知道我要去寻找一个神或者是一个东西来支撑我的生活。但是我不知道那时候有没有，我知道有基督有耶稣这件事情，但是我不知道那我的知道是在我的历史课本当中知道的，但是我没有去依靠他，但是我在寻找他，但是我在寻找他的过程当中，他真的给我了一个应许。
So I was still staying in my friend's home, even though I want to move out, but I don't know where to move to. And I was looking for some help or something to rely on, but I don't know who I can ask for the help. I read about Jesus and Christ in history book, but I never really knew him. So at that time, he gave me a promise.
那时候我一个两年了一个同学没有跟我们两个没有任何的联系，但是突然之间他给我打电话了，然后让我去帮他一件事情。我说这件事情我帮不了你，因为我现在是一个单亲妈妈。因为他当时他要求我签一个字，必须要有一个老公跟老婆一起的签字。我说这个忙我帮不了你，然后。他听到了我这个信息，就非常担心我，就问我你住在哪里，然后有没有需要帮忙， 我当时我跟他讲，我现在住在一个朋友家，带着孩子，没有地方住。然后他说，他邀请我说，你要不要去我们家，然后见他妈妈一次。
So suddenly an old classmate who we haven't contacted each other for 2 years suddenly approached me to ask me for help. But I said to her, I can't help with her because she needs my and my husband's signature to sign on some agreement. So she knew all about my situation. So she asked me to visit her mom at her home.
我在见到他妈妈那一刻开始，他妈妈跟我讲一些事情，说以你的这种情况，你可以去申请公房。
So after I visit my friend's mom, she said I can apply for the government public house.
我说是吗？那如果是这样的话，那我要走什么样的程序？然后他妈妈告诉我。你要去 housing 去拿表格，去填表格，然后再去 send link 去找你的 social worker， 然后他会告诉你这件事情怎么做。
So I asked her mom which procedure should I follow. So her mom just gave me all the advice like filling forms, ask a social worker to help me to go through all the procedures.
当我去 send link 的时候，我找到了我的 social worker。我的 social worker 告诉我说。他给我了很多的电话号码，就是让我去一个个去打电话。我说我的英文不是很好，你能不能帮我这个忙？然后我的 social worker 告诉我说可以。然后那天下午他给我打了一下午的电话，帮我找到了一个住的地方。
So I went to Centrelink to find my social worker and she gave me many telephone numbers for me to call, but I say my English not good enough. So she spent the whole afternoon making phone calls for me to find the proper accommodation.
我去到那个住的地方的时候，那个地方又分给我了一个 caseworker.
So when I went to the accommodation, I was allocated a caseworker.
我的 caseworker 跟我讲说，希望。住在什么地方？当时我没有大概的意向，然后我又问了一下我那个朋友的妈妈，她说你住离我们近的地方吧，这样我们好照顾你。
So the caseworker asked me, do you have any preference? Which suburb you want to live? So I say I don't have any preference. So my friend's mom say, why don't you choose a place closer to us so we can look after you?
我当时我就选择了那个区。然后选择那个区的时候，我的 caseworker 跟我讲说，你大概要等2到5年的时间。
So I chose a suburb, but the caseworker said you might need to wait two to five years.
我当时感觉心里很失落。
I was really depressed.
因为如果我要等这么久的时间的话，那我就不如不去申请这个房子，然后去申请那个私人住房。
So if I knew that it would take 2 to 5 years, I wouldn't apply for the public housing. I would try to find a private accommodation.
当我在那个地方住了大概有40天左右的样子。
So I live.
在朋友家，不是在那个refuge.
So I stay in some place of refuge for 40 days.
我的 caseworker 就给我找到了一个中转房，在我离我朋友家很近的一个地方。
So the caseworker found a temporary accommodation for me, which is closer to my friend's home.
然后我的 caseworker 又把我交给了另一个 caseworker.
So she referred me to another caseworker.
我另一个 caseworker 跟我讲，就说我现在负责你的 case， 然后你有什么样的。需什么样的帮忙你都可以告诉我。
So there's a new caseworker who's in charge of my case and she asked me if I need any help I can ask her.
我说我现在没有什么需求，我就想让我的女儿和我能够拥有一个很安静很平静的生活，我不喜欢总是搬来搬去，这样对我的孩子成长不是很好。
So I said to her, I don't have any other requirement except that I hope my daughter and I can live a peaceful life and I don't need to move around too often.
是的，当时我的 那个 case worker 同样告诉我同样的答案，就是要让我等两到五年的时间去等这个房子。
So the case worker said exactly the same, that I need to wait for 2 to 5 years.
所以当时我已经没有路可走了，所以我又回到了神的面前。
So there's no way, so I can't come before God again.
我就不住的在神的面前祷告，我说神，我迫切的需要一个房子去照顾我的女儿，我不希望搬来搬去，因为那样我觉得我就是一个飘忽不定的人。
So I said to God that I really need to find a place for my daughter. I don't want to move around too much.
我大概是祷告了一个月的时间，我的那个 housing 就给我来电话了。
So I've been praying for 1 month, then the housing agent called me.
他跟我讲说，现在有一个房子，需要你去看。如果你喜欢的话，我们就签约；如果你不喜欢的话，我们就再寻找另一个房子。
She said there's a place you can inspect. If you're happy with it, we can sign an agreement. If not, we can find something else.
那时候我心里非常非常的激动，但是我同时我又知道这个房子不是别人给的，是神给我的。
I was so excited, and also I knew that this place wasn't given by anyone else, it's given by God.
因为在最不可能拿到房子的情况下是神给我的，因为我当时大概等的是8个月的时间，我拿到了那个房子。
So it's quite impossible to get that.Accommodation, so I know it's God given to me after I waited for 8 months.
我清清楚楚的记得，我是在2014年的9月12号，我去看的那套房子。
In September 12th, 2014, I inspected that place.
当时我看到那个房子的时候，我就非常非常的喜欢。
I like that place very much.
因为它同时解决了我女儿的那个。上学的问题，因为他那个房子离着小学和高中还有幼儿园非常非常的近。
Moving to the accommodation can solve the problems of my daughter's schooling because it's very close to high school, a kindy and primary school.
那是我第一次得到了神的应许。
It's the first time I got a promise from God.
他是真的非常信实的，每次我对他讲什么，他都会马上的答应我。
God is so faithful that whenever I ask something from him, that he will answer me.
大概是10月初的样子，我搬到了我的新家。
In early October, I moved to my new home.
当时我的女儿很兴奋，我也很开心。
My daughter was so excited, and I was really happy too.
我知道我的神在做恢复的工作。
I know that God is trying to build me up again.
在我那些混乱的生活，让我在有一个有原则的生活。
From a very messy life to a orderly life.
然后我搬的那个新家，我就每次我都会不住的向神祷告。但是我从来没有一次是跪下来祷告，不管是在我做饭的时候、吃饭的时候，还是睡觉的时候，我都在祷告。
So when I stayed home, while I was cooking, sleeping, or having meals, I constantly praying. I didn't kneel down to pray.
我第二件事情就是我考车牌。
The second thing I would like to share is I passed the.I get a driving license.
我那当时我因为心情很开心，然后我去考车牌，第一次没有考过。
The first time I took the road test, I didn't pass.
因为我知道那次我离神很远了。
At that time I was quite far away from God.
我又第一次我没有过，然后我又。我就报考了下一次的考试。
So I booked the second test.
然后第二次我考试之前我就祷告神，我说神，我真的非常需要这个车牌，然后我就回到了神的面前。
So before the test, I prayed to God again, saying, I really need this license, God, so I came to God again.
然后考车之前我的心很平静，然后经过45分钟的考试，我考试考了一个高分，然后我也通过了。
So after 45, I was really peaceful in heart. So after 45 minutes exam, I passed exam with a really high mark.
然后一系列的事情就很顺。然后我的车牌考过了以后，我就向神在祷告，说我现在是需要一辆车，然后我不需要价格很贵，然后适合我的就好，而且我也不要那些乱七八糟的牌子，我就想要一个适合我、价格好。一个非常适合我跟我女儿的一辆车。
Then afterwards, I pray to God again. I say, God, I need a car. I just need a not so expensive one and with a good brand suitable for me and my daughter.
所以我看车的时候，就是突然之间，我一个朋友说，他的房客要回中国，然后他那辆车刚刚跑了25,000的样子，然后你要不要？
So there's a friend of mine, whose tenant was leaving for China. So his car was quite new, with only 25 kilometers run.
我问他大概多少钱的。
So I asked her how much.
他告诉我说，如果他要是在网上卖的话，是大概是12,500；如果要是我想要的话，那就是10,000。
So she said, if he's selling online, it will be 12,500. But if he sells it to me, it will only cost 10,000.
我说我当时就清清楚楚的知道这个车是我爱的。
So I know that God arranged this for me.
我所以那时候我就立马把那辆车给定下来了，所以就是这一系列的生活上的安排，我觉得都是神一路在给我安排。
So I took the cars and I know all many things after that is all arranged by God.
当我的生活有一定的次序的时候，我就不住的再去参加教会的生活，还有家庭聚会的生活，让我在祷告主的时候，我就越来越爱主，越来越依靠他，就觉得我生命当中就不能，就没有一刻不能离开他。
So after all my life gets settled down, I join the church. I have a very regular church life, and I, my prayer and my faith getting stronger, and I know I can't live without him.
所以我就是。大概就是在上次青年组回来的时候，我就改变了我祷告的方式。每次祷告我都会跪下来向主在虔诚的祷告。
So after came back from youth group, every time I pray, I kneel down to pray.
所以我今天的受浸真的是改变我一生的受浸。所以我感谢主，赞美主，在这里我愿意用我一生的时间去追随主，去永远去学习主的话，让他来改变我，让他的大能来吸引我。
So today's baptism is very special to me, and I would like God to change my life. And yeah. Thank you.
We praise the Lord that each time that we hear the testimony, that we can see the Lord God's salvation in each and everyone's life.
我们实在很感谢，因为每一次我们从在这里一同见证弟兄姐妹跟我们分享他们主带他对他们这个奇妙的带领，我们心中都很喜乐。
As to you all who just been baptized today, this is not the end of the journey; it's the beginning of the journey.
今天受浸的人，这不是你们的终点，那是你们的起点。
And you have brothers and sisters in the Lord that will walk with you.
因为你还有众弟兄姐妹在主里面，乃会与你同行。
Last but not least, our Lord will be with you.
And 我们的主也与你同
行。We thank the Lord for the blessings, and we would like to end the meeting today. And can we get Brother Kenneth to lead us in a prayer?
我们现在的聚会又结束，我们请汉文弟兄来为我们做结束祷告。
亲爱的主耶稣，
Our dear Lord Jesus，
你实在是永生的神。
You are the ever living God。
你爱世人，甚至舍弃你自己的一切来寻找拯救我们。
You loved us and even gave your life for us to seek us。
我们今天在这里有十一位的弟兄姊妹蒙恩得救。
We thank you that there are 11 brothers and sisters that have been saved and baptized today。
他们求告你的名，你就伸出你拯救的手，把他们拯救出来。
For they have called upon thy name, and you stretch your arm of salvation and lift them up。
他们离开魔鬼撒旦幽暗的世界，进入主耶稣你光明的国度里面。
To translate them out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of light。
我们实在在这里要一同的把荣耀赞美归给你。
And here with one heart, one mind, we want to give you the glory and praise。
主，你实在是万人的救主。
You are the savior of all men。
你更是信徒的救主。
You're also the savior of all believers。
你不但拯救我们，给了我们永生的生命。
Not only you have saved us and given us eternal life。
父神在你里面的旨意是要叫这个生命长大成熟。
And it's God's will that this new life give us is to grow to maturity。
能够一天天的磨成你的样子。
And so our daily progression to be conformed to that image。
能够在将来天国降临的时候，能够以着欢喜的心来迎接。
And when thy kingdom come, that we can receive it with joy。
所以主耶稣，我们今天在这里有你这样宝贵的应许和盼望。
We thank you, Lord, that today here we have such a promise and hope。
我们就想起主你给我们的应许和教导。
And we also remember the promise and your teaching that have to us。
说应当一无挂虑
and be careful for nothing，
要凡事借着祷告祈求以神为乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩。
And that in everything committed to the Lord and the peace of Christ will guide your heart。
你也应许我们在这个有苦难的世界上。
And you also promised to me that in the world we shall have tribulation。
只要遵照你的命令来住在你里边，就得以平安。
But if we abide according to thy promise, then we shall have peace。
所以主啊，我们求你让我们能够照着神所定的旨意，在你里边，住在你里边，得以享受神所应许的，平安。
So we do pray that Lord, according to thy will and promise, that you keep us to abide in you in peace。
所以主啊，我们今天在座的，特别今天十一位弟兄姊妹。无论他们背景如何，他们今后的道路如何，主啊，让我们切切地记住你的教训。
And Lord, these 11 brothers and sisters that are baptized, whether what background they have and what experience they have gone through, we pray that they will remember your word.
就要借着祷告、祈求和感谢。
And that in everything will come in prayer and thanksgiving.
把我们所要的告诉你。
To commit it to you in all things.
你所赐的平安，神所赐的平安，必在主耶稣基督里保守我们的心怀意念。
And the peace of God shall keep our hearts and mind in Christ Jesus。
所以主，我们实在感谢赞美你。
And Lord, truly want to give thanks to you。
虽然人的道路不由自己
，We know that man's way are not controlled by ourselves。
人也不能定自己的脚步
，We cannot also determine our own footsteps。
但是我们照着主的应许，在这里求告你。信实的神，你永远不会叫我们离开你的面。
But we have thy promise that we can come here to draw near to the faithful God because you will not let us depart from you。
所以主，我们今天求你祝福在座的这十一位弟兄姊妹。
So Lord, we do ask for thy blessing upon our brothers and sisters that have been baptized。
让他们快快长大，不停留在婴孩的阶段，能够长大成人。
So they can grow up spiritually and not to be infants。
也求主你借着今天的聚会，勉励我们所有信主的信徒，在主里面积极的努力的追求。
and also through this baptism testimony today to be an encouragement to all other brothers and sisters to press on and follow you.
我们追求主的国和主的义，主啊，你不会忘记我们一切所需要的一切。
As we seek your kingdom and your righteousness, you'll give to us all the things we need.
我们存感恩的心，谢谢主。
We with a grateful heart, we want to give thanks to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.